And now, here is Dr. Coben with today's edition of Liberty Minute.
Of Republicrats and Demublicans. This is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. Christians have no business voting for the lesser of two evils. Doing so would involve pragmatism, representing the abhorrent ends-justify-the-means mentality. No, Christians must be principled. They must be different from the world, no matter what the outcome may be. It is simply not true that the most lukewarm Republican is always better than his Democratic opponent. Both can be equally bad. Just look at the voting records of neocon, read liberal or rhino, Republican congressmen and senators like Bob Inglis, Lindsey Graham, and Jim DeMint from South Carolina, or the decrees and proposed policies of President G.W. Bush. These men all favor bigger government, massive spending and budget deficits, warfare and bloodshed, diminished gun rights, restrictions on the Bill of Rights, illegal wiretapping for national security, mental health screening for both kids and adults, involvement in the United Nations, and weakened national sovereignty through measures like CAFTA and the FTAA. Tell me, just how much worse would life now be if liberal Democrats had been installed in place of these men in 2004? Would we have any more abortion? Let's face it, the rate of domestic murder in abortuaries has remained relatively unchanged under both Clinton and Bush. However, death of innocents through aggressive warfare has gone up. The Democrats killed relatively fewer people in their wars in Kosovo and Mogadishu than the conservative Republicans have killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. Would taxes be higher? Would government be larger? Judging from the results of the administration of the notorious Bill Clinton, who was an icon of fiscal responsibility by comparison, liberal Democrats actually did better in fiscal terms. Sadly, the Democrats deserve credit for edging out the Republicans as the lesser evil when it comes to foreign policy and fiscal responsibility. Many people realize that there is not a dime's worth of difference between the two major parties anymore. Politics is about favor brokering or pandering to privilege seekers and payoffs to fair-haired friends, for example, Halliburton, and sycophants, for example, Harriet Myers. It is about power of elites without principles. It is about monetary and fiscal corruption. It is about world domination and hegemony, carelessly shedding blood under dubious pretenses. It is about making a mockery of the Bill of Rights and the principles of the founding fathers of this great country. It is about diminishing the right of self-defense and expanding spurious environmental agendas. It is about nanny state programs, often disguised as faith-based initiatives, Head Start programs, and onerous regulation of business and worship. It is about exacerbating human tragedy with state failures like FEMA, the INS, welfare programs, and the public school system. It is all about globalization through the United Nations and the WTO, leading to the diminution of American sovereignty in favor of a new world order of global elitists. In short, it is about a world ruled by power-mongering demagogues, despots, and dolts. So why will people still vote for the Republicrats? Do people believe that somehow they must be better than the Demublicans? After all, pro-life libertarians and constitutionalists haven't got a chance. So why should one waste his vote and risk throwing the election to the greater evil? This logic has been employed effectively by Republicrats to create fear and to pinch votes, thus controlling damage by minimizing opposition from principled candidates. However, Christians are not called to be pragmatists that vote for one evil in order to avoid another one. They are called to be principled people who engage their culture in order to effect real change. And that means they must not vote for something evil. They must vote and act in every way that glorifies God and thus approve the things that are excellent, Philippians 1:10. And what would Jesus do? While it is unclear that Jesus would have involved himself in the political process, if we suppose that he did live under a constitutional republic and chose to do his civic duty, would Jesus have voted for G.W. Bush and his cronies Bob Inglis and Jim DeMint? Despite the fact that those men are professing Christians and members of evangelical churches, they are proliferating evil. They are the catalyst for shedding innocent blood abroad while not using all of their might to end the killing of innocents at home. They promote massive budget deficits, debt, fiat money and fiscal irresponsibility by voting to increase the size and scope of the state. They spread lies about WMDs, conceal the use of torture on detainees, and incite domestic fear in order to foster the need for conducting vicious and ineffective wars on terror and drugs, along with continuing to fund the liberal war on poverty, too. They undermine national sovereignty and individual liberty by supporting legislation like CAFTA and the Patriot Act. They ardently support the government school, which has been the greatest indoctrination tool of leftist, Darwinian, pagan, and humanist principles in American history. I don't believe that Jesus would have voted to increase killing, theft, fraud, dissension, taxes, slavery, and paganism or humanism. Thus, I think it is safe to say that he would have wasted his vote on a third party instead of voting for Bush, Inglis, or DeMint. He would have done the principled thing, and so should you. Ephesians 5:11 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Bush, Inglis, DeMint, Graham, and hordes of other Republicrats, rhinos, and neocons are instilling the unfruitful works of darkness in America by devising evil by law, Psalm 94:20. We should expose them by removing them from office. And this has been Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. To find out more about Liberty Minutes, please visit www.policyofliberty.net or www.tyrannyresponse.net.